Next up, lead candidate for Plaid Cymru in Pen-y-bont, Bro Morgannwg, Mark Hooper. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you've decided to stand in this election.
So I'm a local councillor in Barrack, which is a ward in Barry, the western side of Barry, which is where I grew up. I've been interested in politics all my life, and now is the time for me to get involved. And I think we're in a position to actually change things in Wales, and that's really exciting. You know, this is scary as well, because you know, change involves taking people with you. But I think the people of Barry, Bridgend, and the rest of Ailill Glamorgan and Bridgend really need to see change, because things aren't working at the moment.
And in recent weeks, we've been out and about speaking to local people on the streets about issues that matter to them. So some of these questions are covering off some of those issues. And one of the key ones that comes up is the cost of living crisis. It's a key area of concern for local people, with rising costs of energy, council tax, food and more. When it comes to a Plaid Cymru government, what would you do to work to fix the cost of living crisis and make sure that people feel like they have a bit more money in their back pocket?
Do you know, this is central, Nath, to everything that's going on in the whole of the world. And it's not just a crisis that's in Wales. It's not just a crisis in the UK. It's a crisis across Western Europe. And I think some of the things that we can do here in Wales to solve things are things like making sure that people, when they've got young families, can actually afford childcare. So childcare in Wales is the most expensive in the UK. I didn't know this until the research came out that backed up our proposal. But it's one of those things that stops people, particularly women, from going back into the workplace. So Plaid Cymru are going to make sure that free childcare is available to everyone. It's a universal offer that's part of our offer. And alongside that, we're also trialling something called the Cunnel payment, which is a £10 per child payment for those parents who are claiming universal credit. And these things actually make a direct difference to those people who are most in need. And the biggest thing, and the reason for it focused on children, is that 30% of our children in Wales, and the same is true across the Vale and Bridgend, grow up in poverty. And this is something that Plaid Cymru are really keen to get a grip on, because frankly, although the Labour Party have talked about doing this for 27 years, they've not made any impact on it. So we want to make sure that the Plaid Cymru government makes that a real priority.
And the cost of living crisis has lots of knock-on effects, more so as well to small businesses and high streets across the constituency of lots of great shopping areas. But people are seeing footfall on high streets decline, people spending less money in local shops, and more people turn into online retailers instead, which is a key worry for a lot of small businesses. How would you, your party, support small businesses on high street and make sure they continue to thrive?
So at the moment, I think most small businesses aren't thriving. So when we talk, say, about, I think it's really tough. I've run my own business. I know what it's like and how hard it is to do it. I think the critical thing is making sure we differentiate between those businesses that contribute to society, like the small businesses that you're talking about, and those that don't. So at the moment, we've got the Amazons of this world who are wholly extractive. So we make sure if they're in our communities, they're paying a higher cost to do business. And those people who are running small businesses in our high streets paying a lower cost. And the main way we'll do that is through lowering business rates for those people who are running those businesses. But the other thing, I think this is a complete change for what Welsh Labour are doing. We're going to have a situation where we're more interested in listening to those people who are running those small businesses. So we're going to set up a national development agency. Previously, that the old WDA used to be focused on big companies coming in. The national development agency that we're setting up will be as focused on those small businesses. So it'll be run for and with small businesses instead of being outside them, because I think we all recognise that small businesses are the lifeblood of all our communities.
Another key issue that comes up is housing. There are two sides of this, I guess. There's long waiting lists where people need extra housing, but also the concern that overdevelopment and ambitious house building targets are also putting a strain on struggling infrastructure in areas like the Wacol Cross area, for instance, with campaign groups currently out battling against overdevelopment. How do you respond to an issue where there's a housing crisis like that, but also a concern that overdevelopment is going to put even more pressure on local infrastructure?
So this is a really important issue. It's a really important issue in the Vale. As a Vale councillor, we tried to stop the Wacol Cross development. Ultimately, both the Conservative and Reform councillors, for the ward included, couldn't even be bothered to turn up for the vote when we made the decision to we could have taken Wacol Cross out of the development plan. They weren't even there. So let's start. This is, you know, we're in a political period at the moment, and we've got to recognise that sometimes people talk a good talk, but when it comes to being in the room and making decisions, they don't turn up. The second thing is, and I think this is probably critical to this, is we need development, but we need the right development in the right places. We've been told consistently that the need for housing in the Vale and Bridgend is increasingly on smaller households. So it's single person households and two person households. And yet we're building lots of executive homes. So a lot of this is about making sure we build probably some denser development. I've been very supportive of a development in my own ward that's going to go up of social housing, that's going to be in a flat development where the just by the Asda development. So things like that show that we're really consistent in our approach, making sure that actually the development is appropriate. I also, on a broader Wales-wide perspective, we need to build more council houses and social houses, and they need to be built in a way that makes it really cheap for people to operate them. So, you know, at the moment, our housing stock in Wales is the oldest housing stock in the UK. So it's really difficult to heat them in the cold, and it's really difficult to keep them insulated. So we need to go and build new that makes that the costs of running those houses much cheaper than it is before.
And a key remit for the Welsh Government is local transport. Of course, the Welsh Government own Cardiff Airport and Transport Wales as well. However, transport links in areas like the rural Vale of Glamorgan are still falling short. We hear lots of people talk about the need to improve local transport infrastructure in the constituency. So what's your view on public transport, but also continued calls for things like a train station in St Athan?
So when politicians of other parties consistently say at election time that there's going to be a train station in St Athan, I don't believe that what they're saying is the truth. So we've got to make sure that when they're saying these things, that people challenge them, say, but you said this before and nothing happened. I think Labour is suggesting there's going to be a proposal to look into it again. We've had enough of these proposals. Clearly, with the amount of development in St Athan, there needs to be a train station, but you need people to have the plans to do it. We also need, therefore, to think, how do you fund these things? And we all know about the HS2 funding debacle, whereby the UK Westminster government has said that that's just England and Wales funding, where not one inch of track rests in Wales. That's £4 billion extra funding that we can put into our transport infrastructure in Wales. For me, this isn't all about rail. This is about improving bus services. I was in St Athan recently, and I stood at the bus stop there, and it said the next bus will arrive in 97 minutes. There was a woman waiting for that bus because she needed to get into Barry. 97 minutes is a long time. And these things just aren't appropriate. So it's not just buses are really important, as well as making sure that we have trains that work. When it comes to buses, Barry's got a rich history. Anyone who's gone down to the bus museum will see bustlers, which were the links between the bigger bus services. So those are the sorts of things that could work in a new transport infrastructure. But we need Westminster to cough up that £4 billion.
And let's quickly talk about the NHS. We're seeing record waiting lists, people struggling to access GP appointments locally. In some cases, you mentioned there the travel, people travelling long distance for appointments and relying on public transport. What needs to be done to fix the NHS? I know that's a big question.
Big question, and I'll try and be really quick. One of the things we've already touched on is housing. So one of the key determinants of ill health is poor housing. So part of the reason that this manifesto that we've got together today is about trying to make sure that we have a whole programme of government that fits alongside each other. But one of the critical things is we've got health waiting lists at the moment through our hospitals, and most people are waiting. The biggest waits of people waiting for operations that to the person are really hard work, but for the surgeons are really straightforward. So things like hernias, knee and hip operations, and cataracts. We're going to create 10 surgical hubs across Wales that will take those out of the current waiting list backlog, put them into it'll be a bit like, you'll be going in there and they'll be doing three or four a day. This is about getting these waiting lists down really, really quickly. In the longer term, we need to really change the way that the health service works and move away from secondary care, which is really expensive, hospital care. When you're a hospital patient, you cost a fortune. If you can stop going to hospital by being treated in the community better, saves us a lot of money, saves you a lot of health problems in the future as well. It's a really important way to change the NHS. Social care links into it clearly as well, where people at the backlog in the hospitals, they can't get out of the hospitals because they can't get into social care. That needs funding properly too, which is all included in this costed manifesto.
And let's talk about Plaid Cymru now. So we're talking less than a month before polling day. Plaid Cymru's got a long history, but to date, it hasn't really been able to break massive ground in the Senedd to date. Speaking to people on the streets, there are two reasons they're saying to us why they wouldn't vote for Plaid Cymru, and that's a previous focus on independence and the potential of breaking up the United Kingdom, and previous roles in supporting a Labour government. With so many key issues already raised, will your party's focus on improving the life of people in Wales instead of potentially independence?
So it's really, for me, I didn't used to think independence was a viable option for Wales. And then slowly I've come to the conclusion that ultimately the UK is a failing state. But that isn't this election we're on today. We're with the election today and the proposals that we have in front of us, which are ready to go. You know, this is about, this has been worked on for a long time, is about improving the lives of people in Wales. Now, I don't personally think that independence is anything other than that either. So that's just a longer term thought as to how you make sure you solve these problems. Because the problems of child poverty, for example, we will make an impact on child poverty as part of Applied Cymru government. But we won't solve it while the levers of power are stuck with people who really don't care about solving these problems. So that there is a longer term conversation. When people talk about breaking up the United Kingdom, you have to have a United Kingdom that works for everyone. Today, we've got things that are given to Scotland that are not provided to us in Wales. We have given an inferior devolution settlement. So things like Crown Estate. So when you look out over the water, that's owned by the Crown. So when we stick, for example, we were to have wind turbines out there that were generating power for the Welsh public, you could get a situation where most of the profits then go back to the Crown rather than being taken by the people of Wales. So there are things that today we will be asking for from the UK Westminster government to improve the lot and nothing else. This isn't ideological. This is about making decisions that make people's lives in Wales better.
And we've seen multiple polls in the last couple of weeks, Plaid Cymru as the largest party in the Senate, potentially. How confident are you of such a record result yourself as well? And how concerned are you about how close Reform UK are in some of these polling data?
Let me tell you why I'm really concerned about Reform as the starting point. Two things. One, their policies, they punch down on people. They're really trying to find division in our communities and they're exploiting that. Now, that's a politics of fear and a politics of hatred. So I don't want them in our Senate for that reason. But the second reason I'm really worried about them is that, frankly, you know, 2 weeks ago, they had six people on their slate for Penybont, Brough Morgannwg. Only two of them made the final list because they all fell out. This like rats in a sack fighting each other. What we've got to do is make sure we have people who are competent of running government. We don't want people who will make things worse for us, not better. My confidence level is high. We're knocking on doors and we're able to speak to people about a positive vision. They like seeing a positive vision, but they're also really scared of having a government that doesn't match their priorities. And it's just a launch pad, as Farage sees it, for Westminster. He and his party don't give a hoot for Wales, don't give a hoot for Barry and Bridgend, and therefore they need to be defeated in this election.
And finally, in 30 seconds, why should people vote for your party come May 7th?
So this is really straightforward. If you want a vision for Wales, which is different than we've had for the past 27 years of decline, and someone with a positive vision, vote for Plaid Cymru. If you want a party that will beat Reform in this election, vote for Plaid Cymru.
That was lead candidate for Plaid Cymru, Mark Hooper.